do. Yes, said Dirk, but what? Kate sighed. I can't tell you what to do, Dirk. No one can ever tell you anything. You never believe anything unless you've worked it out for yourself. Hmm, said Dirk, opening his notebook again. Now that is an interesting one. Chapter 4. Josh, said a voice in a kind of Swedish-Irish accent. Dirk ignored it. He unloaded his small bag of shopping into bits of his badly disfigured kitchen. It was mostly frozen pizza, so it mostly went into his small freezer cabinet, which was mostly filled with old, white, clenched things that he was now too frightened to try to identify. Jude, said the Swedish-Irish voice. Don't make it bad, hummed Dirk to himself. He turned on the radio for the 6 o'clock news. It featured mostly gloomy stuff. Pollution, disaster, civil war, famine, etc. And just as an added bonus, speculation as to whether the Earth was going to be hit by a giant comet or not. Julian, said the Swedish-Irish voice tinnily. Dirk shook his head, surely not. More on the comet story. There was a wide range of views about precisely what was going to happen. Some authorities said it was going to hit Sheridan, Wyoming, on the 17th of June. NASA scientists said it would burn up in the upper atmosphere and not reach the surface. A team of Indian astronomers said that it would miss the Earth altogether by several million miles before going on to plunge into the sun. The British authorities said it would do whatever the Americans said it would do. Julio, said the voice. No response. Dirk missed the next thing the radio said because of the noise of his front wall flapping. His front wall was made of large, thick sheets of polythene these days, because of an incident a few weeks earlier when, in a radical departure from the sort of behaviour that Dirk's neighbours like to see, a tornado jet fighter had exploded out of the front of Dirk's house and then plunged screaming into Finsbury. There was, of course, a perfectly logical explanation for this, and Dirk was tired of giving it. The reason that Dirk had had a tornado jet fighter in his hallway was that he hadn't known it was a tornado jet fighter. Of course he hadn't known it was a tornado jet fighter. As far as he was concerned, it was merely a large and bad-tempered eagle, which he had trapped in his hallway, the same way anybody would, to stop it dive-bombing him the whole time. The reason that a large tornado jet fighter had, for a brief while, taken on the shape of an eagle was on account of an unfortunate airborne encounter with the thunder god Thor of legend, and this was the part of the story where Dirk usually had to struggle a little to sustain his audience's patient attention, which he would, if successful, further strain by explaining that the thunder god Thor had then thought better of his fit of temper and decided to put things right by returning it to its proper shape. Unfortunately, Thor, being a god, had his mind